ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
Dear Team ISV, please accept my humble obeisance. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Bhaktivinoda Thakur on his divine disappearance day. I am not only remembering all of you on this day, but I am also carefully watching as all the book scores, stories, and images from your Sankirtan efforts roll in. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a giant figure in our line of acharyas. He revived Lord Chaitanya's movement just in time to place it in Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's qualified hands, who subsequently placed it into the hands of ISKCON's founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Now it is in our hands. This is a heavy responsibility, but by accepting this challenge, one gets all good fortune and spiritual advancement. What to speak of the people in general who receive transcendental books, prasadam, and the holy names? In Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song, Radha Krishna Bol, he writes this lyric, which is representative of his mood of compassion for all the souls who are languishing in the material world. My friend, you are being washed away in material nature's waves of time. Please try to understand that you are the eternal servant of the Lord. Then everything will stop and you will be eternally happy. As each of you go out to present Srila Prabhupada's transcendental books, you are perfectly emulating Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's mood in this lyric. By this, you are doing exactly what both Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as well as all the other acharyas wanted. You are going house to house, village to village, personally meeting people to give them the holy name and authorize transcendental literatures. Actually, I was reading today that Bhaktivinoda Thakur would go house to house begging to collect alms, for example, to build the temple at Lord Chaitanya's birthplace and other things. He would actually go house to house himself, personally. In his purport to Srimad Bhagavatam 7.9.45, Srila Prabhupada writes, quote, "The members of the Krishna consciousness movement are not at all interested in so-called meditation in the Himalayas or the forest, where one will only make a show of meditation, nor are they interested in opening many schools for yoga and meditation in the cities. Rather, every member of the Krishna consciousness movement is interested in going door to door to convince people about the teachings of Bhagavad Gita as it is, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. That is the purpose of the Hare Krishna movement." In a lecture on Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's appearance day, Srila Prabhupada says, "So our adoration, our worship to Bhaktivinoda Thakur today, because he may bless us to make peacefully progress in Krishna consciousness, Acharya Upasana, simply by the blessings of the Acharyas we can make very rapid progress. Therefore, the work of distributing a transcendental book that you have all voluntarily chosen to take on as your life service to Lord Chaitanya is the greatest occupation. By your diligent expansion of the book distribution at ISV, you are perfectly following in the footsteps of the great Acharyas who are showering you with their blessings. What could be better than this? Although Nirkula and I are on the East Coast, during this all-important event at ISV today, please know that we are not only with you in heart and soul, but we are also utterly proud of what you are doing and how you are giving your lives for Lord Chaitanya's mission. With gratitude, affection, and obeisances, Vaisheshika Das." Hare Krishna.
Natcheri Armarman, 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 Natcheri Armarman.